Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who depend heavily on trade with other countries, especially our neighbors, estates, farmers, and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I got a cap, the origin of which I don't recall. It simply says, when trade works, the world wins. In that regard, as I was writing this radio report last week, the folks at South Dakota Corn called to tell me that the U.S. and Japan had just signed a trade agreement that will increase market access for this country's ag products. Always fun to include a little good news. Global market access and trade policy have always been key parts of South Dakota Corn's commitment to finding new demand for corn, ethanol, and dry distillers grain. Two very important partners are the U.S. Grains Council and U.S. Meat Export Federation. Exports of corn and ethanol set records in the 2017-18 marketing year and are growing strong again this year. Exports of U.S. beef shattered records in 2018 and are on the same pace so far this year. Now, pork exports were on a roll until they were targeted for retaliation. A key to increasing these numbers is U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that still awaits congressional approval. Hey, don't get me started on that one. Hey, a quick number regarding the importance of meat exports to our state's corn farmers. You can write this one down. Last year, without red meat exports, South Dakota corn farmers would have lost $287 million in corn revenue. Let's talk Canada. I use numbers from 2017. That year, our little state exported $238 million of ag products while importing $75 million for a net of $163 million. As a very important aside, trade and investment with Canada are responsible for 28,600 jobs in South Dakota. How about our neighbor to the south? In 2018, South Dakota exported $338 million worth of South Dakota ag products, accounting for 23% of our total export. Without making this a political statement, let's hope we can get whatever it is the perceived problems with international trade figured out, because as the saying goes, when trade works, the world wins. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe, and hey, thanks a bunch for all that you do.